Hello everyone and welcome to part 9 of our 2016 Avian Awards nomination podcast series. I am Roger Pipe of RogReviews.com and I welcome you. Also welcome you to check out the first 8 in this podcast to kind of get your bearings. We're about halfway down the list of nominees, so you're going to want to catch up. This podcast is brought to you by Media Crunch Advisors, MCA, Content Management Services of Los Angeles, providing advisory and evaluation services to the content media community at large. MCA would like me to acknowledge RogReviews.com, which coincidentally is my own site, thank you very much, and also FreeOnes.com, which is one of the best places to interact with other adult film fans and get to know models and interact with models. So FreeOnes is a great site, great resource site, and just a lot of fun. So thank you to MCA for their continuing sponsorship. Sponsorships are available, by the way, to other people if they'd like. Feedback is key. We're going to spend a lot of this episode on feedback, also on a new feature that's very exciting. We'll get to that in a minute, but feedback, drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com or Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. I welcome all of your comments, questions. I got 2 questions and comments here to go over to begin with, so that always makes it more interesting. Want to hear the feedback. Wasting no time, let's get right into it. Now, apparently the feedback button wasn't working properly for Don Houston, but he did send over an email with the following comment. Remember, last time we discussed Best New Starlet, I still contend that Abella Danger is a stone-cold lock, but I also mentioned a performer that Don mentions here. His comment begins, "Some good stuff here for sure. Of most interest was the ending category that dealt with Best New Starlet, as you say, first big category in the series this year. While individual tastes will certainly apply, some of the young ladies were far better poised than others to win the gold, as it were. Your suggestion that Abella Danger was clearly the front runner, supported by much of the objective criteria some may apply. How many scenes, how many spotlight showcases, how many scenes for a wide variety of big companies, their sexual repertoire, and many others voters have mentioned over the years to make sure Abella looks like a shoe-in. Contrast that with someone like Kissa Sins, one of your top 5 picks, who had very few scenes, her demand to only work with one guy, all of them for a company that doesn't send you screeners, like Brazzers, as their contract girl and doesn't, as a general rule, provide reviewer web access. Her first outside scene on DVD came out on the Jules Jordan label via Oil Overload 14 recently, well after the nomination period, and it rocked big time, but shouldn't be considered as part of the supporting data for ranking. I doubt most voters saw much of her already limited body of work, as my review of Oil was the first review of any of her work listed on IAFD. Nothing of hers is reviewed on any other voter websites, and the recent press releases are coming too late to have an impact. The point is not whether Kissa pales by comparison to any of the other nominees, such as showing a wide range of industry exposure some of the nominees have collectively. Unlike some, I don't have a must list for highly ranking a performer, such as demanding one do interracial or anal or both, though doing a wider range does seem a better criteria than doing fewer acts. If each voter had to write 2 lines supporting their top 3 and bottom 3 choices for the award, someone like Carly Gray, Katrina Jade, or Megan Rain, easier to justify than those with under a few dozen performances on smaller web-only labels." There we go. A very long comment. I wanted to read all of it because I think it's important. And Don makes really good points. Kissa Sins is, I want to say, a big breakout star, but she is only working with one guy, was working only for Brazzers, and it does limit her exposure. Hence, I put her in my top 5, not in my top 3 or in my top spot. I think it was pretty clear who I like the most and who I think is going to win. I think it speaks somewhat to the fact that it's not that strong a list. I look at this list and I wonder. I mean, let's take a look again at the complete list. Aria Alexander, Bella Bells, Marley Brinks, Abella Danger, Kate England, Carly Gray, Katrina Jade, Peta Jensen, Cassidy Klein, Morgan Lee, Rachel Midori, Kiera Nicole, Jade Nile, Megan Rain, Kissa Sins. That's the full list. Some beautiful women, some great performers, nothing against this list, but let's take a look a few years back. Now, if we go back to, I believe this is the 2008 list, okay? Lexi Bell, Tori Black, Chase Evans, Jalen Fox, Jaden James, Nikki Jane, Jamie Langford, Jandy Lynn, Megan Malone, Pryor Ray, Faye Reagan, Ryder Sky, Missy Stone, Stoya, and Angelina Valentine. Now, a lot of these performers have already disappeared. Some of them were almost gone before the list came out. But 7 years later, Tori's still around and a huge star, and went on to Performer of the Year status. Lexi Bell went on to be a top five, I think, performer for a while. Nikki Jane went on to be a Vivid Contract Girl and then disappeared, unfortunately. Jandy Lynn also disappeared quickly. Pryor Ray is still around performing, became a very big sort of second-tier level star. Faye Reagan, had she stuck around, would have, I think, been a top five performer. Missy Stone worked a ton, and Stoya is one of the most influential female performers in the business. And that was just a random year that just happened to be up on a chat board I was reading. I just don't think overall it's an overwhelming list, which was my point. I think that's one of the reasons that Kissa Sins, who does have a good PR machine behind her, and the fact that Brazzers is high visibility, maybe not for the critics, and certainly the fact that they're not sending screeners is going to affect my vote and how I'm able to access their performances. So, I mean, essentially, I think Don makes a great point. But as far as what criteria, I think this is one of those times and one of those categories where you can't be completely objective. A lot of it's going to be, who do you like? If you had asked me to vote on that list 7 years ago, and I did, who I voted for, it would be hard to say now. I mean, clearly, if you re-voted, right? That's big, I've noticed on sports websites now, redoing drafts. If you re-voted, Tori Black obviously was the breakout star, along with Stoya. But at the time, Nikki Jane looked like she was going to just tear everything up, and so did Jandy Lynn. On this list, and part of that's just preference. Same thing here, what makes these women big stars? I think all the criteria that Don put out and that I put out apply to Abella Danger. I don't think there's anybody who's done more and more high-end stuff. And she does pretty much everything, and she's pretty amazing. I did finally see the Kiss of Sins performances. I'm very impressed. I think she's beautiful. I think she's hot. And I think she's going to be a star. And I would not bet against her having a longer career than most of the girls on this list. That was sort of my point. So thank you very much, Don. As always, great feedback. We do have another question from a listener. So we'll get on to the second one. Jay writes in, Hi Raj, you talked about the best new series and mentioned several of your top picks. Here's what I've always wondered. What do you as a judge or voter look for when deciding upon what a best new series looks like? Is it the series being true to the theme or title, etc.? Also, as a follow-up question on best new starlet, what is your personal take on what makes a newcomer the best? Improvement, body work, professionalism, anal, no anal, etc. Well, to get to the follow-up question, because it matches our last one, all of it, really. And some of it's just, some of it has to be how the voter is personally affected. I know we're all supposed to be completely objective, but I've said it several times, and it will be a chapter in the book, that, you know, my penis is not objective. It likes what it likes. And there have been times when, you know, just didn't get it. Now, same thing. There are some performers that I just don't see the appeal. I try very hard as a voter, though, to be as fair as possible. And I do take into consideration, not sure, improvement's tough, because by the time we get to vote on them, we haven't seen a huge career arc. I think exposure, body of work, looks, performance, impact. One of the things that I try and put in a little bit to the mix, and it's obviously an imperfect science, but that's potential. Who's going to be a star? You know, looking back on that list, I hate to keep going back to that one and sounding like, you know, the old guy who says it was better back then. But look at that list, and would we have picked Tori Black as the one that would be the biggest breakout star? So I think that also factors a little bit into my voting. Is who's going to be around and have the potential? Last year, for example, Alina Lee would have been on the list, and I think would have been a shoe-in to win had she not already retired. I think she was not on the list because she was officially out of the business, even though technically, could we have said she was the best newcomer during the voting period? Sure. So I think that comes into play. To your first question, Jay, what do I look for in a series? You mentioned being true to the title. Title integrity has always been something that has been very important to me because I'm old enough to remember the old days of VHS boxes where you'd see a picture of a girl in a box who wasn't in the movie, or the title had nothing to do with what was in the movie. And I worked a video store counter back then, and it was a constant complaint. It's one of the things the industry worked on and tried to make better. And back in the heyday of Anabolic and Diabolic, they were very big on title integrity. You know, if they said something on the box, it was in the movie, and people could depend on it. I think that people have grown accustomed to that. And I think that the best new series, for example, is tough because we don't always get a whole lot to look at. You're looking at one or two, and anybody can make one great movie and not make a series out of it. One of my favorite directors, Johnny Darko, did a movie called My Girlfriend's Whore Friend. And it's a series of threesomes, mostly POV stuff, superstar combinations of two-on-one scenes that was just smoking hot. Had he slapped a volume one on that, I would have voted for it for best new series, and there never was a second one. So it's tough sometimes to even know what's going to be a series, and sometimes it takes a series a couple of volumes to really sort of fall into its rhythm. This year's list, Too Cute for Porn from Manuel, All Access from Eros. All Access is, I like it. It's a sort of a star feature series, which is good. So is Deviant Devil, King School from Severe Sex, Lex's Tattooed Vixens. Again, we talked about that. To me, that looks like every other Lex series. It just happens to have tattooed girls. It makes it good. My Hot Wife's Gangbang, Schoolgirl Bound, both from Digital Sin. These look like very promising new series. So I look for that. I look for a series that sort of finds itself and identifies itself immediately. And obviously, having a good first volume helps because, again, it is whatever, you know, whatever I really like, whatever I want to see again, you know, that's what I'm looking for. If it's a new idea, all the better, you know. So that's kind of what I look for there. Thanks a lot, Jay. So thank everyone for the feedback. Again, you know how to reach me. Just use the feedback form or drop me a line, roger@rogerreviews.com or RogerTPipe on Twitter to get your comment read. Before we get into a couple of categories, I know we're going to run long on this one, but I do want to announce a brand new contest. Yes, it is official and up. If you want to go to RogerReviews.com, there is a link in the toolbar. Is it toolbar? Navigation bar. Thank you. Contests and games. The 2016 Avian Awards Pick the Winners contest. It's really simple. It's a lot like Academy Awards winning contest. You get a ballot, 25 categories. I know that's a little long. It's going to take you a little bit of time to fill out your ballot, but give it a shot. 25 categories where you pick the people you think are going to win. Not who you want to win, who you think should win, but who you think is going to win, and see if your ballot matches the winners in the end. It's a fun thing. You'll go to the contest rules are there. One entry per email address. You must be 18 years of age, etc. There are prizes. Currently, there's some Hot Movies cards. I believe 750 minutes to the winner and 150 for the next three. We are working on other prize packages. If you happen to know of a company or have a company, want to contribute some goodies, movies, t-shirts, hats. If you're a performer, you want to put an autograph in there. Anybody who wants to participate certainly can. I'd love to give out prizes. Please go and do enter. We will probably do a podcast where I fill out my ballot and see who I think is going to win. It could be kind of fun. So go check it out on RogerReviews.com. That's our latest contest. Thank you very much to Natalie Dawn, my amazing web mistress who put it together. It looks really great. Fantastic. Go check it out. I think this is one of those times and one of those categories where you can't be completely objective. A lot of it's going to be, who do you like? If you had asked me to vote on that list 7 years ago, and I did, who I voted for, it would be hard to say now. I mean, clearly, if you re-voted, right? That's big. I've noticed on sports websites now, redoing drafts. If you re-voted, Torrey Black obviously was the breakout star, along with Stoya. But at the time, Nikki Jane looked like she was going to just tear everything up, and so did Jandy Lynn. On this list, and part of that's just preference. Same thing here. What makes these women big stars? I think all the criteria that Don put out and that I put out apply to Abella Danger. I don't think there's anybody who's done more and more high-end stuff. And she does pretty much everything, and she's pretty amazing. I did finally see the Kiss of Sin's performances. I'm very impressed. I think she's beautiful. I think she's hot. And I think she's going to be a star. And I would not bet against her having a longer career than most of the girls on this list. That was sort of my point. So thank you very much, Don. As always, great feedback. We do have another question from a listener. So we'll get on to the second one. Jay writes in, Hi, Raj. You talked about the best new series and mentioned several of your top picks. Here's what I've always wondered. What do you as a judge or voter look for when deciding upon what a best new series looks like? Is it the series being true to the theme or title, etc.? Also, as a follow-up question on Best New Starlet, what is your personal take on what makes a newcomer the best? Improvement, body work, professionalism, anal, no anal, etc. Well, to get to the follow-up question, because it matches our last one, all of it, really. And some of it's just, some of it has to be how the voter is personally affected. I know we're all supposed to be completely objective, but I've said it several times, and it will be a chapter in the book, that, you know, my penis is not objective. It likes what it likes. And there have been times when, you know, just didn't get it. Now, same thing. There are some performers that I just don't see the appeal. I try very hard as a voter, though, to be as fair as possible. And I do take into consideration, not sure, improvement's tough, because by the time we get to vote on them, we haven't seen a huge career arc. I think exposure, body of work, looks, performance, impact. One of the things that I try and put in a little bit to the mix, and it's obviously an imperfect science, but that's potential. Who's going to be a star? You know, looking back on that list, I hate to keep going back to that one and sounding like, you know, the old guy who says it was better back then. But look at that list, and would we have picked Torrey Black as the one that would be the biggest breakout star? So I think that also factors a little bit into my voting. Is who's going to be around and have the potential? Last year, for example, Alina Lee would have been on the list, and I think would have been a shoe-in to win had she not already retired. I think she was not on the list because she was officially out of the business, even though technically, could we have said she was the best newcomer during the voting period? Sure. So I think that comes into play. To your first question, Jay, what do I look for in a series? You mentioned being true to the title. Title integrity has always been something that has been very important to me, because I'm old enough to remember the old days of VHS boxes where you'd see a picture of a girl in a box who wasn't in the movie, or the title had nothing to do with what was in the movie. And I worked a video store counter back then, and it was a constant complaint. It's one of the things the industry worked on and tried to make better. And back in the heyday of Anabolic and Diabolic, they were very big on title integrity. You know, if they said something on the box, it was in the movie, and people could depend on it. I think that people have grown accustomed to that. And I think that the best new series, for example, is tough because we don't always get a whole lot to look at. You're looking at one or two, and anybody can make one great movie and not make a series out of it. One of my favorite directors, Johnny Darko, did a movie called My Girlfriend's Whore Friend. And it's a series of threesomes, mostly POV stuff, superstar combinations of two-on-one scenes that was just smoking hot. Had he slapped a Volume 1 on that, I would have voted for it for Best New Series, and there never was a second one. So it's tough sometimes to even know what's going to be a series, and sometimes it takes a series a couple of volumes to really sort of fall into its rhythm. This year's list, Too Cute for Porn from Manuel, All Access from Eros. All Access is, I like it. It's a sort of a star feature series, which is good. So is Deviant Devil. King School from Severe Sex. Lex's Tattooed Vixens. Again, we talked about that. To me, that looks like every other Lex series. It just happens to have tattooed girls. It makes it good. My Hot Wife's Gangbang. Schoolgirl Bound, both from Digital Sin. These look like very promising new series. So I look for that. I look for a series that sort of finds itself and identifies itself immediately. And obviously, having a good first volume helps, because again, it is whatever, you know, whatever I really like, whatever I want to see again, you know, that's what I'm looking for. If it's a new idea, all the better, you know. So that's kind of what I look for there. Thanks a lot, Jay. So thank everyone for the feedback. Again, you know how to reach me. Just use the feedback form or drop me a line, roger@rogerreviews.com or RogerTPipe on Twitter to get your comment read. Before we get into a couple categories, I know we're going to run long on this one, but I do want to announce a brand new contest. Yes, it is official and up. If you want to go to RogerReviews.com, there is a link in the toolbar. Is it toolbar? Navigation bar. Thank you. Contests and games. The 2016 Avian Awards Pick the Winners Contest. It's really simple. It's a lot like Academy Awards winning contest. You get a ballot, 25 categories. I know that's a little long. It's going to take you a little bit of time to fill out your ballot, but give it a shot. 25 categories where you pick the people you think are going to win. Not who you want to win, who you think should win, but who you think is going to win, and see if your ballot matches the winners in the end. It's a fun thing. You'll go to the contest rules are there. One entry per email address. You must be 18 years of age, etc. There are prizes. Currently, there's some Hot Movies cards. I believe 750 minutes to the winner and 150 for the next three. We are working on other prize packages. If you happen to know of a company or have a company, want to get want to contribute some goodies, movies, t-shirts, hats. If you're a performer, you want to put an autograph in there. Anybody who wants to participate certainly can. I'd love to give out prizes. Please go and do enter. We will probably do a podcast where I fill out my ballot and see who I think is going to win. It could be kind of fun. So go check it out on RogerReviews.com. That's our latest contest. Thank you very much to Natalie Dawn, my amazing web mistress who put it together. It looks really great. Fantastic. Go check it out. All right. So with that out of the way, let's go ahead and go to our categories. For those of you new to the podcast, go over to avianawards.avian.com and just click on nominees. Go down about halfway, or you can control F to find where we are. We are at Best Non-Sex Performance. Joanna Angel for her role in Dirty Deeds, James Bartolet, who seems to get nominated at least once a year for This Ain't Modern Family, Frank Buchwald in Love, Sex, and TV News, which I really enjoyed, Dick Chibbles, also for Dirty Deeds, Dodd from The Tranny Bunch, Small Hands from Rhonda Arouse Me, a very funny parody, by the way, Kylie Ireland, Sibling Rivalry Sisters, Ron Jeremy, Night at the Erotic Museum, Roy Karch, also in Love, Sex, and TV News, Alec Knight in The Flesh, Dutch Looper, Love, Sex, and Longing, David Lord, Stockholm Syndrome, Fred Passion, Monarch, Christopher Ryan, PhD, Marriage 2.0, and Kyle Stone, Hotel Notel. Notice some actual performers in this category. Seems like more and more every year. Looks like about half of the people on this list are or were porn performers. There's some decent performances here. I think the role that Christopher Ryan had in Marriage 2.0 was interesting. I really liked Roy Karch in Love, Sex, and TV News. He had a really small part, but it was good. Bartolet is always excellent. He was really funny. So those are some of the good ones. Once in a while, this category on occasion will give you like a slam dunk, home run, amazing performance. And this year we didn't have one of those, but we had a lot of really good ones. So that's kind of an interesting category. Moving on, this is a category that when we talk about maybe being like hyper divided into to special niches, best older woman, younger girl movie. Now it's not strictly all girl; it's just that there has to be a performance between the between two women of varying ages in the middle. So you've got things like Couple Seeking Teen 17, great series, by the way, really good quality performances, nice fantasy three-way. Finger Licking Girlfriends, which of course is all girls. Kittens and Cougars 8, all girl. Lesbian Adventures Older Younger 6, also all girl. MILF and Kitten, all girl. Mommy Loves Young Muff, Moms Bang Teens 11, Moms in Control 2, Mother Daughter Exchange Club 36, Mother Daughter Spa Day, Mother Lovers Society 13, My Mom Like Girls 4, The Sex Tutor from Score, Teach Me 4 from Club 59, and Wanna Fuck My Daughter, Gotta Fuck Me First, which is from Devil's Films. Great title, interesting, again, fantasy line with the, lucky guy getting to nail an older and younger. That's a very, very hot line, by the way. And this is another category that kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the criteria for voting. Because you have two very different kinds of movies within the same genre, the older woman, younger girl, if you like the fantasy done with girl-girl, you have some choices. If you don't like it, or if you prefer, the guy banging a mother-daughter, that kind of style, you have some of those. So I think in this case, what makes it a better series might be largely whatever the audience likes and the voter likes, and I think that does create a bit of a problem, and maybe give some an advantage over others. In my case, I definitely have personal preferences, but some of the all-girl lines are really, really excellent as well. So I think that, if you could look at some people's ballots, you might see sort of an imbalance. Of course, the only way to remedy that might be to make this best older woman, younger girl, all girl movie, and then you've got the best older younger. I mean, you could do it any way you wanted. You could do a best older younger dynamic threesome. I mean, you do start to end up with just so many categories and so many awards. It's really tough. So I get why they lumped these together. I just think that in some cases, I really like the Couple Seeking Teens from Reality Junkies. Their reality-style porn is really good. They do a good job of setting up the scenes in the story with a little story and then just having great sex. So that's one of my favorites in that category for sure. Now, next up is Best Oral Movie. Now, in this case, oral defined primarily as blowjob movies. Hashtag My Face from Archangels. Nice title, by the way. Blow Bang Me from Hard X, which is Mason's blow bang line, which is always good. Facialize 2, also Hard X. Handjob, Footjob, Blowjob from AMK Empire, Exile. I Came on James Dean's Face 2, James Dean. Now, in this case, it's not really blowjobs. It's more guys going down on girls, specifically James Dean. MILFs Suck from Les Wood, Evil Angel. Oral Appetite, Adam and Eve. Oral Damnation, Deviant. Slurpy Throat Sluts 3 from Mike Adriano, Sperm Diet, Johnny Darko, Teen POV from Spizo, Teenage Cocksuckers 5, Team Skeet, Throat Fuck Me, Lethal Hardcore, Throat Training, Mike Adriano, and Wet Food 6, Johnny Darko. As you may have noticed, lots of group oral movies in this category. That seems to be a very popular genre. Lots of good titles here, too. Wet Food 6 was really good. So Sperm Diet, both from Darko. Darko shoots great BJ movies. Mason's end up looking a lot like Darko's, actually, but also very good. She shot that for a while since she was at Elegant Angel. Those are kind of the ones that stand out for me, the two Darko movies plus Blow Bang Me and Facialized both. The Mike Adriano Slurpy Throat Sluts, very good, but much more fetish-oriented. You definitely have to have specific kind of oral sex fetish to like Adriano's stuff, and that's true of all of his stuff. It's very focused on whatever that thing is, especially his anal movies are really focused on lots of long shots of rimming and super tight close-ups on asses. Now from there we get into Best Oral Sex Scene. Now this is a category that always creates problems for me. I watch, I don't know, maybe 1,000 movies a year? Maybe not that many. Certainly over 500 a year. Well over 1,000 scenes per year, and I'm supposed to pick the best blowjob, essentially. And again, do you pick a scene that is all blowjob, or do you have a great blowjob in a great scene? I also think that for most voters, this is a category that does depend greatly on how much you like the performer. We've got Adriana Chechik and Carmen Karma through the Jeans BJ. Angela 2 from Angela White. I've said many, many times in this podcast that Angela White is super, super fantastic. Asa Akira from Wicked Fuck Doll, Asa Akira. Great scene from one of the best performers in the business. Batman vs. Superman 2, Brittany Amber. Facialize 2, Carter Cruz. Carter Cruz, you got one of the bigger stars in the business doing a little super, super facial scene. Kind of hot. Fluid 3, Dana Vespoli directed it. London Keys was the star. Very good. Just Jillian, Jules Jordan video, Jillian Jansen. That was a hot blow bang. Marley from Swallow Salon, that's Marley Brinks. MILF Suck from Leywood, Sarah Vendela getting there. Honestly, in terms of overall oral skills, Sarah might be the best in the business right now. Super, super deep, sloppy, beautiful, fantastic. Peter Pan Triple X, Mia Malkova and Aiden Ashley. Private Fantasies of Samantha Saint. Samantha Saint and Jules Ventura doing a little dual blowbang. Sperm Diet, Vicky Chase from Johnny Darko. Super fantastic scene from a very underrated performer in Vicky Chase. Suck Balls 4, Johnny Darko, Kalina Ryu. Just watch that again. Oh, God, Kalina Ryu is so fucking hot. It was a great scene. Triple BJs from Mike Adriano, Ali Hayes, Chanel Preston, and Romy Rain. Tremendous star power there. Wet Food 6, Elena Croft, directed by Darko. Kind of told you my favorites already. The Kalina Ryu and Vicky Chase scenes were fantastic. The Sarah Vendela scene was good. I think she did better this year. Jillian Jansen, that was a very sexy blowbang. The Carter Cruz one was good. The Asa scene was good. We've seen Asa do great BJs before and great blowbangs, and in this case, it was the interracial blowbang. Really, really hot. And then Angela too, Angela White. So, wow. This is really a high-powered category. The Asa one was really, really good. It's a wicked blowbang as opposed to the Jules Jordan one that Jillian Jansen did that I really liked, and the Vicky Chase one. I think I would go with Angela, with Asa, and with Vicky. But there's some strong in the 3 through 7 category here as well. Okay, let's do one more. That, honestly, that was one of my favorite categories there. If you want to spend a good weekend of porn, go out and watch all those scenes and tell me what you think is best. Also, what makes for a best oral scene? Good open category. Best orgy gangbang movie. Anal Swinger Orgy from Leigh Wood. Blacked Out 3, Devil's Films. Gangbang Editions 30, Diabolik. That's a long-running, fantastic series. Gangbang Me 2 from Hard X, Mason. Group Sex, James Dean. In the VIP 21, Reality Kings, Manuel Ferrara's Reverse Gangbang. Mick Blue's One Lucky Bastard. Mothers and Brothers Orgy from Zero Tolerance. Orgy Masters, Jules Jordan. Spring Break Fuck Parties, Team Skeet. Spring Break Orgy from Hustler. Strip Poker Orgy, Third Degree. Unplanned Orgies, 22, Porno Dan. And Whiteout, Devil's Films. So Devil's Films has their two different interracial gangbang lines competing against each other. White on black, black on white. Which do you prefer? Both are good lines. As far as overall quality, the Orgy Masters series from Jules Jordan, it's not my thing. I don't really like generally the way orgies are shot. There's too much going on. I can't really enjoy any one particular performer or performance, but it's an excellent series. It's really, really well shot. The two reverse gangbangs here, Manuel Ferrara or Mick Blue, both those are great. Those are a fantastic fantasy for any guy. All those amazing women just taking turns. Totally hot. The Gangbang Me 2 series, I think, is probably, or Gangbang Me 2 from Hard X, I think that's going to win. It's just a really good, solid series with great talent. I think you're looking at probably the winner there. So we're going to stop here because it was a little long because of the great feedback. Thank you. I encourage more feedback, please. Raj at RajReviews.com or Roger T. Pipe over on Facebook for the feedback, anything you've heard today. Also, don't forget, go to RajReviews.com, click on Contest, and join the AVN Pick the Winners Contest. Hope to see lots of you sign up for that. We'll announce prizes maybe next time. And once again, I would like to thank our sponsors, Media Crunch Advisors, Content Media Service of Los Angeles, MCA providing advisory and evaluation services to the content media community at large, and they would like me to thank RogReviews.com and, of course, FreeOnes.com for always giving fans a place to interact with each other and with their favorite models. That's it. Thank you for listening. I look forward to being back. We'll get into some more categories, maybe some more feedback. Don't forget, sign up for the contest, win cool prizes. That's it. Thanks again, guys.